Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. You want to make $1,000? Well, you now can. You can get $1,000 for watching Hallmark's Christmas movies. CenturyLink, quote, is looking for lovers of all things Hallmark and Christmas to watch 24 different Hallmark movies by December 25th. So that's like a movie a day. That's doable, right?
Yes.
In return, they're going to give that person $1,000 and a Hallmark movie watching kit.
A kit? What does this include? Like candy canes and candles?
Probably tissues to cry because it's, you know, maybe some hot cocoa, all the good stuff.
See, these things sound too good to be true.
Well, I mean, it's great publicity because like it's only $1,000. So like spending $1,000 on advertising.
Yeah, it's true.
I wish we had a $1,000 advertising budget for this show. That would be awesome.
I wish our restrooms worked. That'd
be
cool.
Well, you got a lot of wishes. Some of them can come true, some won't. An Arkansas paramedic, this is an insane story. I understand now why some people don't want to have that thing where they're a donor on their car because they're afraid like that they'll let people like die and take their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this story. I am a donor, by the way, and I still think you should. An Arkansas paramedic was arrested this week after cutting a 1.7 carat diamond ring from a deceased woman's finger at a hospital. She sold it at a pawn shop. The woman had experienced a medical emergency and was brought to the hospital, later pronounced dead. After her death, the woman's personal effects were given to her sister and her husband. They noticed, three of her rings are missing. Two of the three rings were recovered 2 days later. Investigators said the paramedic sold the third ring to a pawn shop. The lady that pawned it made $45. The ring worth $8,000.
Wow.
Which goes to show you, by the way, two pawn shops never give you any value.
No, they do not.
Best I can do is $5. I'll sell this for $5,000. Okay. The paramedic was taken into custody. But, okay, I still think you should donate your organs because you could help somebody else live. But, man, that person, how many times has this been happening? Is this the first, like, one and done, do you think? Or do you think they've done this before?
That is absolutely terrible. I remember when Chops and I lived on the West Coast, there was a murder on one of the trains, and it was terrible. The guy who went down, someone stole his backpack and ran away, like before, like after it had just happened, and stole his wallet and stuff, and it was terrible. It made national news. There's some bad people out
there. Yeah, you think like, oh, people can't be that bad. Well, apparently they can be.
Ugh,
all right, let me give you some good stuff here.
Let's uplift it, yeah.
Let me change your feelings with food. How about this? Twinkie cereal will be on the shelves in stores next month. Post consumer brands and Hostess brands are teaming up with the cereal, and they're going to be, I guess, in a box kind of shaped like a Twinkie. It'll be available nationwide at the end of December. How do we feel about Twinkie cereal? I would like to try it.
I love cereal. I literally could have cereal probably for pretty much every meal, so I would try it.
Okay, well, I didn't realize you like cereal. What about this? Eggo cereal.
Yeah!
Is back after a 7-year hiatus. The cereal, obviously kind of inspired from the frozen waffles, will be available in Walmart stores starting November 24th. So right before Thanksgiving, you can load up on that in about a week or so. The cereal will be available in two flavors, maple-flavored homestyle and blueberry.
Ooh.
After being exclusive to Walmart for a few weeks, the cereal will be available at other retailers nationwide, but they want to do their rollout at that one place.
I am so into this. That sounds delicious.
Okay, my wife Lindsay is totally going to try to sign up for this. This is kind of interesting. Scientists are looking for 10,000 dogs for the largest ever study of aging. The project will collect vet records, DNA samples, gut microbes from inside their stomach, and information on foods and how often you walk them and exercise them. 500 dogs will test a pill that could slow the aging process.
Amazing.
To nominate a pet, owners can visit the Dog Aging Project website. The National Institute of Aging is paying for the $23 million project because dogs and humans are the same, share the same environment, get the same diseases, and dogs' shorter lifespan allows quicker research results. How cool would that be, though, if your dog, instead of living like 10 to 15 years, lives like 30 years?
That would be incredible. I'm always obviously scared of like test stuff because then it could have a side effect of, you know,
your dog randomly bites everything.
Now it has rabies for life.
It's foaming at the mouth.
That's really cool. Would you take an anti-aging pill
if there was one? No. I would take like a weight loss pill. But if I'm going to, you know, like, I don't know. I've always talked about that. I guess if it worked, yeah. But then again, the thing is I'd have to have money. Let's say I live to 110, but I run out of money when I'm 50. That sucks.
But think about like the wisdom that comes, because I'm a totally different woman in my 30s than I was in my 20s. And I was like, if you could age backwards, but like the things you've learned and like your attitude and how you carry yourself now, amazing.
I love my grandma, but like, or like anybody that's older, but I'm just afraid like technology would become so great. I'm like, huh? What the hell is this? What are you doing? If I could stay with it and hip and relevant, if that could work, then yeah. But
yeah.
I'm cool if I make it to 80, baby. We're good then.
That's your goal?
60, to be honest. I would like to be able to technically retire for a day or two. That would be cool. So
60 is your goal. I want to make it
then to
triple
my contract
digits.
Here would be mine.
I have this thing where I can look at someone and I see a number.
What's my number? I passed it?
I get 86 with you.
86?
I get 93 with me.
What about Chops?
He's so cute. He's like smiling right now.
Oh, don't let me die.
I'm going to say 92.
No way. Not with the lifestyle he leads.
I do. What?
That boy makes out with everybody.
He's found his true love.
Liv the Web Girl, what about her?
Let's see, Liv.
She's always cold, which means she has poor circulation.
Very healthy. I get like 94 in her 90s.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a long-living show.
It's a compliment.
Sorry, odds are one of those are wrong.
I'm
probably
trying to live
mine.
Until I'm 120.
What? Who wants to live that long?
Mackenzie just looked at me like she was like, oh, okay.
Maybe, okay. I would love to make it to triple digits. I just think that's so cool to be like, I'm 100.
All right. When I can't take care of my booty anymore, cleaning up, I'm good. Let me go.
You just don't care. I mean, that's how you.
Yes, you do. I guarantee you care.
Live your life like now.
Oh no! What happened? Somebody better help.
No, don't mind me.
That's Joe's need to know news here on Joe and Mackenzie.